Once upon a time there was a tavern where we used to raise a glass or two. Remember how we laughed away the hours? Think of all the great things we would do. Those were the days, my friend.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. It's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and Saturdays at noon. If you're listening while we're live on Thursday mornings, feel free to call in at area code 805-564-1290 or toll free at 866-564-1290. You can email me at bruceandbrucesalen.com. That's bruce@brucesalen.com, S-A-L-L-A-N. Our next segment is Teen Rap with special guest Pastor Drew Sams, back from his vacation, his anniversary trip to Hawaii, and we missed him last week, though Rabbi Paul Kipnis filled in well. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years, and he's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. He is passionate about working with adolescents and their parents while equipping them to not only navigate the teen years, but to thrive along the way. He is also currently seeking new ways to leverage social media to increase social justice and compassion both locally and globally. Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, great having me. Appreciate it. Really enjoyed the last couple of weeks away with my wife, but it's good to be back.
It is actually really good to have you. I'm feeling we don't see each other in person, but this interaction every week is giving us an intimacy and a comfort with each other that is very special to me, at least.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to it this week.
And I know our listeners are enjoying the segment. I was telling Les Carroll, our station manager, that I don't know why, but for some reason I feel the need and the desire to have a clergy person on my show. And I think because parenting is such a difficult and complicated issue that having a religious point of view, at least to some degree on my show, is just smart. We don't have all the answers. The secular approach certainly doesn't have all the answers. And I think that's probably my inspiration for wanting to have you. And then, of course, you've turned out to be such a good guest as well.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, and, you know, I think the more that we can come together, all people who are passionate about raising healthy families, whether that's in education, whether that's through the church or to the synagogue, I think when we're all able to come together, we're going to be better off for it.
Well, I also think that you bring, like a therapist might bring, you bring a level of wisdom based just on your job. You have such interaction, especially in the form of dealing with kids at Calvary, your wisdom alone, let alone your religious knowledge, is worthwhile to our listeners.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was actually counseling a student yesterday, and she noticed up on my wall I just put up, didn't have them up before, but had up my degrees from college. I went to USC, and she noticed that I got a psychology degree, and she says, that's why you're such a good listener. And so I think that having that background in counseling has really helped.
I thought that's why you were so messed up.
I know. So my UCLA friends do say. Yeah.
Of course. So given our topic, do you keep secrets from your spouse? Do you have any initial thoughts you'd like to share?
You know, I've been married for, it'll be 4 years in about a week, and my wife and I were even talking about this topic coming into this show, and we've both noticed that the more that we keep secrets from each other, and I'm not talking about when she asks me, do I look good in these jeans, and I say, you look great, and I can tell that she doesn't like them, but I just want to affirm her. You know, there's times like that that I think, you know, some people call them white lies. I think that if the intent is to encourage or to lift up your spouse, I think that's okay. But we were talking this week that whenever we've kept anything from each other, it seems like things get worse. And one of the things that I want to bring up is that I often see, in addition to emotional affairs and physical affairs, I've seen a lot of financial affairs when people keep financial secrets from one another. And I don't know if that's a topic that people bring up much, But, you know, I've got a lot of friends that have separate bank accounts and will pull money out of the ATM and then spend it somewhere else because they can have the cash and not have it recorded. And I've noticed in our marriage and in my friends and people I know's marriage that that can really cause some distrust and really wreak some havoc later on in a marriage.
I've experienced that via my men's group that I attend with Wayne, our previous guest. We've had many men that have revealed financial secrets that they were not keeping from their spouse, mostly because they were ashamed, including one man who had developed a bad gambling habit. And that is, I think, as dangerous a secret as any kind of infidelity, whether, as you said, it's emotional or physical. And I hadn't included that in my column, but it's a really good addition to the subject.
Yeah, and I think the internet making it so easy to purchase things online, you don't even have to travel to a store anymore. You don't have to go to a casino to gamble. You can do it all online. And I think that the internet really, in the way that you can present yourself in an anonymous way on the internet, really, I think, makes it so much easier to keep secrets from your spouse, unfortunately.
Plus, in fact, the internet allows us to cheat in so many ways that we couldn't in the past.
True. That's very true. It's all right there at the keyboard.
Yeah. Well, you use the word emotional affair, and most women tend to think in terms of physical affairs, but I would assert that emotional affairs are possibly more damaging than just a indiscriminate fling of some kind, though I'm in no way condoning that.
Sure. I think they're so much more subtle, and they're, I think, easier to rationalize. Oh, he's just listening to me, you know, let's say at work it's a coworker, and she feels like her emotional needs aren't being met by her husband, so she turns to one of her male coworkers, and what could come across initially is just somebody listening to you and being there for you could begin to develop some deeper feelings, and I see emotional affairs happening all the time, unfortunately.
I do have one email I'd like to share with you. It's a very short one, but I think it's to the point. Dear Bruce and Pastor Drew, doesn't God always know our secrets? Signed, a believer.
You know, it's interesting when you think about secrets and how this idea that an all-knowing God would know, on one hand, initially makes you want to, I think, keep more secrets from God or makes you embarrassed or ashamed. But one of the things that I've been really struck by as I've read Scripture is that it says that God knows our thoughts, and even if we have awful secrets, terrible things that we don't even want to remember ourselves, he still loves us, and he still draws us to him, and he still desires for us to turn to him. And I think one of the reasons why we keep secrets from our spouses, like you said, there's that fear that if the other person knows whatever that secret is, that they'll think less of us. They'll
yes, of course.
Us, whatever that is.
Excuse me for interrupting, but don't
sure.
you really believe and we don't have time for a lengthy discussion of this, but
yeah.
don't you believe so-called evil thoughts are far less evil than actions?
I think so, of course. I think that, you know, but we live so much in our mind, you know.
But isn't it better to think something bad than to do something bad? If you're thinking something evil, but you never act on it, and you lead a good life, wouldn't you rather have that person in your life than the person that is thinking good thoughts all the time but cheats or steals?
Oh, sure. I think so. But then, you know, and you ask from my religious perspective, Jesus also says, you know, anybody who lusts after a woman, which is in your mind, it's like having an affair.
Well, we will have to devote a show to this because
I'm
not sure I agree with you, though. That's also because our faiths are different. Believe it or not, we have already run out of time. So please tell our listeners where they can reach you if they would like to.
Sure. They can either go to our church's website, which has all my contact info, which is calvarycc.org, or you can go to my personal website, which has my contact info at drewsams.org. calvarychurch.com.
I might add, if you ever have an opportunity to attend services at the Calvary Church in Westlake, you will just be absolutely entranced and enjoy it tremendously, as I have with my wife. So thank you so much, Pastor Drew. Look forward to talking with you next week.
Thanks, Bruce. Looking forward to it.
Okay, it's time for another break. Be sure to call in if you'd like at 866-564-1290 or locally at 805-564-1290. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
Cadmium, cesium, and cesium, and lead, praseodymium, and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium, and calcium, and chromium, and curium.